The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Well, this time around, we're going to start out with something new, and it's Raleigh's main events that span the entire month of September. This information provided by the Raleigh News and Observer. In the third year of a combined push to get residents and visitors to downtown Raleigh, Mayor Nancy McFarland detailed 19 events in the 2017 Raleigh main events. And MAIN stands for Music, Art, Innovation, and Noise. A lineup ranging from cultural festivals to new music to entrepreneurship to a September 11th day of service. Here's a schedule of events over the month of September. September 2nd and 3rd, the African American Cultural Festival of Raleigh and Wake County, an annual celebration of African American culture as expressed through art, music, dance, food, and community. Explore the work of visual artists in our art gallery walk, music and dance performances on the main stage, and interactive activities in our family village. All are welcome. September 7th and 8th, it's the Hopscotch Design Festival. Local, national, and international talent presenting in the fields of graphic design, user experience, urban planning, technology, architecture, manufacturing, music, food, and film. And, of course, then there's September 7th through the 10th, which we've talked many times. It's the Hopscotch Music Festival, showcasing national and international artists alongside North Carolina's rich local talent. This three-day music event features a 6,000-capacity main stage, 12 downtown venues, day parties, poster exhibition, a maker's market, as well as the Hopscotch Design Festival. September 10th, Marbles Makers Mashup. Create, tinker, and invent the next generation of great ideas at Marbles Kids Museum. September 11th is a 9/11 day of service, community-wide volunteer event coordinated by Activate Good with support from Triangle businesses to honor those lost on 9/11 with volunteer service. For more information, contact volunteer at activategood.org to get involved. September 14th through the 17th, it's SparkCon. It's an annual four-day creativity festival for all things weird, fun, and free. 1.9 million square feet of downtown Raleigh will showcase 200 events that highlight over 12 creative disciplines. Comedy Spark, Art Spark, Dance Spark, etc. SparkCon is a unique opportunity for all people of varying ages and interests. Here's one my grandson has participated in. September 16th, it is Bug Fest. Open your eyes, mind, and mouth to the amazing world of bugs. The Museum of Natural Sciences hosts its 21st annual Bug Fest, the nation's largest single-day bug event. Saturday, September 16th, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eat bug-filled dishes at Cafe Insecta, cheer on your favorite roach at the Roachingham 500 and more. It's all free. September 9th through the 20th, September 19th and 20th, CED Tech Venture Conference. This is a premier event for technology entrepreneurs in the Southeast. 22nd through the 24th, Ray Price Capital City Bike Fest. It's a free, family-friendly three-day event on Fayetteville Street in downtown Raleigh and the Ray Price Dealership. Raleigh's. Now, in its 13th year, the event celebrates Raleigh's rich motorcycle culture, features live music on three stages, parades, charity rides, stunt shows, vendors, and more. All proceeds from the weekend are donated to the USO of North Carolina and the U.S. Veterans Corps. September 23rd, live and local Roots Fest. It's a free street festival on Hillsborough Street where you can experience the roots of North Carolina music and arts. September 23 and 24, Ray Price Motorsports Expo. It's held in conjunction with the Bike Fest. The Motorsports Expo focuses on the artistry of motorcycles of all makes and models. September 24th, La Fiesta del Pueblo celebrates everything Latino, the culture, the community, the language, the vibrancy. September 26th through the 30th, and we've talked about this many, many times, the IBMA World of Bluegrass. The 26th through the 28th is the Bluegrass Ramble, which we've talked extensively over the last month. September 27th, Raleigh Downtown Farmers Market. September 27th is, of course, a Wednesday and celebrates bluegrass in Raleigh with the Bluegrass Breakdown. The market will feature over 35 local vendors, ranging from bakers to farmers. The market runs from 11 to 2. Local Bluegrass Act, the 9th Street Ramblers, will perform. September 28th, of course, the International Bluegrass Music Awards at Memorial Auditorium. September 28th through the 30th, City Camp North Carolina by NC Open Pass, an annual event bringing citizens, government, and businesses together to openly innovate and improve our community through collaboration and an open data competition. September 30th, NC Data Palooza. Again, NC Open Pass is sponsoring that. An open data startup competition to catalyze positive community and economic impact. All right. Audio described performances coming up. Sunday, September 3rd, it's Crowns at Raleigh Little Theater, a moving and celebratory musical play in which hats become a springboard for an exploration of Black history and identity as seen through the eyes of a young Black woman who has come down south to stay with her aunt after her brother is killed in Brooklyn. Curtain goes up at 3. Tuesday, September 19th, The Cake, Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Chapel Hill's Paul Green Theater. Della makes cakes, not judgment calls, but when the daughter of an old friend reappears in her life with a new surprise, Della is forced to re-examine some of her deeply held beliefs. Food, faith, and family, loyalty collide in a paradigm-shifting comedy. Performance begins at 7:30. Thursday, September 21st, Dream Girls. This is at Cape Fear Regional Theater. The heartbreaks of showbiz, love, and music all collide in Dream Girls to create a modern-day classic that is sure to sing and dance its way into your hearts. This is set in the 60s and 70s. A young female singing trio gets their big break. Starts at 7:30. Friday, September 22nd, Pride and Prejudice. This is at NC State's Titmuss Theater. In a world obsessed with marriage, the charming, independent-minded, and very single Elizabeth Bennet knows that options are limited for a girl of no fortune. But that won't stop her overzealous matchmaking mother, who's determined to find suitors for Elizabeth and her four sisters, however unsuitable they might be. Lizzie's determined not to let her feelings triumph over good sense, especially with the handsome but proud Mr. Darcy. Curtain goes up at 7:30. Then Saturday, September 30th, it's Circus 1903. This is at DPAC in Durham. The producers of the world's biggest magic show, The Illusionist, have teamed up with the award-winning puppeteers from War Horse to present a thrilling turn-of-the-century circus spectacular. Show starts at 8. Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC, Carolina Ballet, and Theater in the Park have all committed to offer audio description for performances requested with a two-week advance notice. Call the box office of the respective theater to purchase tickets and request additional accommodations. All right, two more concerts left in the Back Porch Music on the Lawn series at American Tobacco Amphitheater. The concerts are free and held on Thursday evenings from 6 to 9. August 31st is Seldom Seen with Circadia Rhythm. Again, that's August 31st. And September 14th, Billy Strings with Whiskey Shivers. Taking a look at the rundown at Cary's Cocobooth Amphitheater on Regency Parkway, September 7th through the 10th, Theater Raleigh presents Rock of Ages. It's 80s music. Wednesday, September 13th, is part of Pickin' in the Pines Bluegrass Series, The Grass Cats. Friday, September 15th at Cocobooth, Garrison Keillor's A Prairie Love and Comedy Tour. Saturday, September 16th, Jeff and Larry's Backyard Barbecue with Bob and the Showgram. Tuesday, September 19th, Two Cellos, The Score Tour. Wednesday, September 20th, Lorraine Jordan, once again part of the Pickin' in the Pines Bluegrass Series. Saturday, September 23rd, 4th Annual Dragon Boat Festival. Sunday, September 24th, an evening with Allison Krauss and David Gray. Wednesday, September 27th, Johnny Folsom IV and Kennedy Thomas Band. Again, Pickin' in the Pines Bluegrass Series. Wednesday, October 4th, again part of the Pickin' in the Pines Bluegrass Series, Tim Cyphers. Friday and Saturday, October 6th and 7th, Triangle Oktoberfest. Wednesday, October 11th, Longleaf Pine Nuts, performing as part of Pickin' in the Pines Bluegrass. Saturday, October 21st, Carolina Uprising, featuring Charlie Daniels, Marshall Tucker, The Outlaws, Pure Prairie League, Poco, Scooter Brown Band, and Super Grit Cowboy Band. And then on October 22nd, which is a Sunday, Chris Tomlin, Good Good Father Tour. Red Hat Amphitheater on South McDowell Street in Raleigh. Wednesday, August 23rd, Goo Goo Dolls and Philip Phillips. Wednesday, September 20th, Lauryn Hill along with NAS. Saturday, September 23rd, Newsboys. Of course, Friday and Saturday, September 29 and 30, it's the IBMA Wide Open Bluegrass. And Monday, October 2nd, The Head and the Heart with special guest, The Shelters. Coastal Credit Music Park, Coastal Credit Union Music Park, rather, at Walnut Creek. Wednesday, August 16th, John Mayer. Saturday, August 19th, Luke Bryan and Brett Eldridge. Tuesday, August 22nd, Counting Crows and Matchbox 20. Friday, September 1st, Green Day and Catfish and The Bottlemen. Friday, September 8th, Jason Aldean, Chris Young, and Kane Brown. Saturday, September 23rd, Brantley Gilbert, Tyler Farr, and Luke Combs. Friday, September 29th, Jack Johnson. And Friday, October 6th, Zach Brown Band. All right, let's take a look at a few of the events coming up at the university, some of the universities in the area. Arts NC State, Ticket Central is in Thompson Hall. Events are held at Tally Student Union's Stewart Theater at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Friday, September 15th, Lucky Plush Productions presents Rooming House. Ever wanted a sneak peek into the artistic process? Now is your chance. Join NC State Live favorite Lucky Plush Productions as they develop their newest dance theater work, Rooming House, which is set to have its premiere later this year in Chicago. This is a free event on Friday, September 15th. September 21st through October 1st, Pride and Prejudice. That's Titmus Theater at Thompson Hall. Saturday, September 23rd, John Pizzarelli Quartet with Catherine Russell. Tuesday, October 3rd, Aquila Theater presents Sense and Sensibility. Wednesday, October 18th, Filadenko and Rennie Harris Pure Movement. Friday, October 20th, Jazz Ensemble 1 featuring the Rat Pack, 7 p.m. Sunday, October 22nd, Pete the Cat. Of course, this is part of the Kids Duff series. The curtain goes up at 8 at Stewart Theater. Sunday, October 22nd, Fall Choral Collage, 4 p.m. at Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Raleigh. And that's on Wade Avenue. Thursday, October 26th, Harold Lopez Nusa Trio. Saturday, October 28th, SoJam Acapella Festival. That starts at 9 a.m. Various venues in Tally Student Union and Price Music Center. Then on Tuesday, October 31st, Wind Ensemble at 7. Carolina Performing Arts programs at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall, unless noted. Thursday, September 7th, JoJo Abbott, performance at 7:30. September 28th and October 1st, Cold Mountain. Curtain goes up at 7:30 on the 28th, 2 o'clock on October 1st. Tuesday, October 10th, Paduja Mazajevic. Concert starts at 7:30 at Meeser Auditorium. Wednesday, October 25th, Andrei Schiff, Hungarian-born pianist and conductor. That's at Memorial Hall at 7:30. Thursday, November 2nd, China National Center for the Performing Arts Orchestra, viewed as China's future in classical music. This dynamic young orchestra pairs European standard repertoire with bewitching works by contemporary Chinese composers. Memorial Hall at 7:30. Again, this is Carolina Performing Arts. Duke performances. All shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Thursday, September 7th, the Lost Bayou Ramblers. They begin Duke performances for this season with an exclamation mark before joining the North Carolina Symphony to perform the score for Beasts of the Southern Wild. The Ramblers, a Cajun family band with influences that include garage rock and punk, will rattle the walls of the downtown Durham rock club, The Pinhook. Friday and Saturday, September 8 and 9, Beasts of the Southern Wild, with Wordless Music, North Carolina Symphony, and the Lost Bayou Ramblers. Saturday, September 23rd, Chompy Concert No. 1. Sunday, September 24th, Vicente Amigo, the modern flamenco master, started playing guitar as a young child. The dashing flamenco legend, who rose to fame in the 1970s, helped influence him performing on television. 2 decades later, at the Universal Exposition of Seville, Amigo shared the stage with his mentor, who became a lifelong friend, confidant, and collaborator. Performance starts at 7 at Page Auditorium. Saturday, September 30th, American Brass Quintet, famously dubbed the High Priest of Brass by Newsweek magazine. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Wednesday, October 4th, the Civilians plus Ethan Lipton School Project. This is at Motorco Music Hall. And then Friday and Saturday, October 6 and 7, world premiere, new work for Goldberg Variations featuring Pam Tanowitz Dance and Simone Dinnerstein on piano. This is at Reynolds Industries Theater. Taking a look at some of the events going on in the communities around the Triangle, Carytown Events, The 2017 Chatham Street Chowdown Series closes out October 1st, and of course it's a food truck rodeo. The Marvelous Music Main Stage Concert Series is marking its seventh season at the historic Cary Arts Center. Concerts are held Friday evenings at 7:30, and last noted. September 22nd, it is the Doo-Wop Project. Traces the evolution of doo-wop from the classic sound of five guys singing tight harmonies on a street corner to the biggest hits today. Throughout the show, the project takes audiences on a journey from foundational tunes of groups like the Crests, the Belmonts, and the Flamingos, through their influences on the sounds of Smokey Robinson, the Temptations, and the Four Seasons, all the way to Michael Jackson, Jason Mraz, and Amy Winehouse. And on November 3rd, Donald Cinta Quartet. Since forming in November 2010, the Donald Cinta Quartet has quickly achieved international renown for its recitals and concerto performances. Then the Marvelous Music Family Concert Series, held at the Cary Arts Center, September 23rd, which is a Saturday. Footworks Percussive Dance Ensemble. Saturday, November 4th, the Story Ship presents Diggory Digger's Dino Show. That's at 10 a.m. Saturday and Sunday, December 16 and 17, Cary Ballet presents the Nutcracker Suite. Tickets for the Ballerina Tea are $10 and sold separately. Saturday's performance is at 10 a.m. and Sunday's show is at 2:30. All right, Clayton Town Square Concert Series, free concerts that start at 6 on the stage at Town Square. Thursday, August 17th, The Breakfast Club playing 80s music. Friday, September 8th, The Embers, of course, playing beach music. It all starts at 5:30 with food trucks, a bouncy house, beer and wine vendors, and more. IDs will be checked. And don't forget the Clayton Harvest and Music Festival, which is September 13th through the 17th. It's organized by the Clayton Chamber of Commerce and by far the biggest event in the town of Clayton, drawing nearly 20,000 people from all over the state downtown for this annual weekend of music, vendors, food, rides, performances, and so much more for the entire community. Then the Clayton Center. All shows start at 8, unless noted. Thursday, August 24th, Palladian Series kickoff and preview party featuring Shauna Tucker. The Durham Herald Sun calls her an absolute stunner and says her original gumbo of jazz, folk, and R&B invokes the spirit of Bill Withers and Esperanza Spalding. Shauna's style and sound are influenced by her jazz and classical roots. Events start at 6, and the concert is at 7:30. Friday, September 22nd, WKJO Country Superstars presents the John Conley Show. Concert starts at 7. Thursday, October 19th, Chicks with Hits featuring Carrie Clark, Pam Tillis, and Susie Boggess. Show is at 8. Tickets are $42 plus taxes and fees. Saturday, November 11th, Kathy Mattea with Bill Cooley. Concert starts at 8. Tickets are $28. Again, all shows at the Clayton Center. Then in Chapel Hill, Fridays on the Front Porch, the end of the work week events held each Friday through October 13th, 5 to 8 o'clock. August 18th is Counterclockwise. August 25th, Acoustic Manor. September 1st, Brooke McBride Band. September 8th, Acoustic Manor. September 15th, Counterclockwise. September 22nd, BFG. September 29th, Brooke McBride Band. October 6th, again, BFG. And returning for the final show, October 13th, is Acoustic Manor. Then, at Holly Springs Cultural Center, all events 7:30, unless noted. Friday, August 25th, Summer at the Springs presents RPM. This group is based out of Raleigh and plays a diverse blend of rock and roll covers from the 60s to today. September 5th and September 19th, Carolina Puppet Theater presents The Three Bears. September 7, 8, and 9, Stageworks Theater of Holly Springs presents Neil Simon's God's Favorite. Successful Long Island businessman Joe Benjamin is a modern-day Job with a demanding wife, ungrateful children, and wise-cracking household employees. Just when it seems things couldn't get any worse, he is visited by Sidney Lipton, a.k.a. a messenger from God, and compulsive film buff with a mission. Test Joe's faith and report back to the boss. The jokes and tests of faith fly fast and furious. Friday and Saturday, September 15 and 16, Late Night Catechism. Call it Loretta Young meets Carol Burnett. This is part catechism class, part stand-up routine. It's an interactive comedy, one of the longest-running shows in Chicago and U.S. theater history. The New York Times calls it hilarious, well-written, and inspired. Jeffrey Lyons from TV's Sneak Peek Previews calls Late Night Catechism something to savor and enjoy, one of the most intimate, rewarding shows in town. Saturday, September 23rd at Holly Springs Cultural Center, Route 55 Jazz Orchestra presents Fly Me to the Moon. Route 55 Jazz Orchestra was founded in the fall of 2006, and its membership consists of community musicians who are serious about their commitment to making authentic big band jazz in the tradition of Basie, Kenton, Miller, and more. Once again, all of those events are at the Holly Springs Cultural Center, 919-567-4000. Again, all events start at 7:30. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to listen to next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. Again, 919-832-5138. So long until next time.